Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
1800 453 106, as always, is the number if you want to get in touch with us on the programme again. Well, it is that time of the week, this Friday afternoon, where we reminisce about summers gone by. I know you probably wouldn't think it's the start of July when you look out the window and see the weather today, but we like to get an opportunity to chat to some well-known faces and hear a little bit about their early days. So today, my guest, singer Jay Carter and pro dancer on Dancing with the Stars, Karen Byrne. You're both very welcome.
Great to have you.
Thanks so much for having us in. Yeah. The laugh there was because Karen actually thought she was introduced as a pole dancer.
Pole dancer, yeah.
Yeah, which, that's a new one.
Yeah, it's the Donegal accent.
Only on the weekends.
Yeah.
Ah, here, I haven't been on a pole once, excuse you.
Listen, we have a series of kind of summer questions that we just want to get to know people a little bit more, hear about your summer memories. Tell us about your first summer memory, Karen.
God, there's so many. With Jake, it probably would have been our fourth summer that we went away together. We went to Tenerife, didn't we?
We did.
That was when we were kind of the early days, so we were only getting to know each other. And I think a couple going on their first holiday together is always kind of either a sink or swim.
Will you come back a couple?
Yeah, but I think that kind of grew us obviously a lot closer together. And Jake, just in the sunshine as well, he's not the best person to go away because he's obviously a lot tanner than me. So the lovely memories lying on the beach and I'm like that see-through ghost and Jake is like the bronze goddess. But
yeah, it's all real, honest.
Yeah, right. He loves an old spray tan. Don't be fooled, guys.
But your first early days summer memories, Karen as a child, what sticks out still in your mind?
Oh, we used to go to the same place all the time in Bella Medina. So we were lucky enough to go for 4 weeks in the summer.
Oh, wow.
And I was the one that kind of stuck with me, mum and dad, and everyone else went to the kids club. I was like the typical one that didn't want to join in on anything and just loved lapping up the sun. And yeah, I think I was always just a real granny, even growing up. I just was a lot older than what I was. But it would have been
holidays in the sun in Spain. Sun.
Not so much in Ireland. Yeah, it was only actually when me and Jake met that we spent all our summers now going around Ireland, isn't it?
Actually seeing the country. Yeah,
it's so nice.
What about you, Jake, your early memories?
Yeah, my earliest memories would be, we were very lucky as well. We always went on holiday, but we kind of used to have two holidays. We used to go away for many years. We actually went to Turkey. Turkey. We used to go to Turkey. And then our other holiday used to always be when we'd come over to Ireland for the Flarkyols. Because at the time when I was very young, I was only a baby, but we'd come over every year because Nathan would have been competing in accordion and singing. And then as I grew up, then I started playing the fiddle. So we were over, it was normally around August. And it's funny, actually, I've only just dropped my mum back off at the airport and she was saying, oh, it always used to rain whenever you used to come over here for the flowers. I always remember, she said, you'd have like a lovely few days and then one of the days it'd just be lashing.
Classic so Irish like, yeah, summer.
That's normal over here.
Where did you go for the flowers, Jake?
It was all over. The most memorable one I have was in Mullingar one year. I was competing myself in singing. And that was the most memory I had. But I always used to have problems with my ears. I had an ear operation when I was about 13 for a perforated eardrum. So for most years as well, I used to remember going away and being in loads of pain and on medication and stuff for my ear until I actually had the op when I was like, I think it was 13, and then I was all good then.
So your early summers, aside from, you know, holidays abroad, Mullingar,
yeah. And always the holidays abroad as well. This might be a bit graphic, but I always remember getting an injection in my arse. That was what it used to be. Antibiotics for your ears. And I don't know why it went up bum, yeah.
I was wondering where that conversation ended up.
Did I tell you about that?
Yeah, I remember there was always used to be, because we used to go to Turkey and he used to end up in the doctors and be like, oh no, because it would just be when you were swimming, the chlorine or something didn't agree with me.
From a singing career, like, perforated eardrum is...
That's why I'm useless at singing. I don't know how I'm getting away with it all this time. Yeah, no, it's a huge thing. Yeah, but since I did get an operation then, I was
all
always
good.
Fine then, yeah.
We'd like to try and get an insight into whether or not all of our guests worked during their summer periods. Did you have summer jobs, Karen?
I suppose I used to just do jobs around the house for my mum and dad to get up my holiday
money.
I used to be cleaning my dad's van because my dad's a builder, so I'd be out scrubbing the floors of that to get a few bob up for my holidays. But then I just, my first job was always teaching. So as soon as I could actually teach, it was from when I was 16, but really young, it was like house chores, unfortunately.
Going what about you, Jake?
At a very young age, I always remember we used to have to clean my nan's patio at the front of her house because she used to have this big, massive tree and then all the leaves would fall off. But it was like right by a bus stop. So all the cars was on a main road, so all the leaves used to just blow back into my nan's house. So we would be cleaning them. And I remember she used to give us two, like, they're not not coasters. What's like a big coaster for a plate? Is that still called a coaster?
Table mat?
The mats, yes. Yeah. Because I used to hate touching the leaves. So she'd give us two of them each and we had to go and around and scoop them into the bin at a young age. And then when I grew up a little bit, I worked a couple of weeks with my dad. But yeah, building's not for me, to be honest.
Do you have, if you were to win the lotto today, do you have, or the summer cash machine here, do you have a dream holiday destination?
Oh, anywhere that's sunny for me. I'm actually, do you know, it's one of those questions even about winning the lotto.
How would you spend it?
Yeah, I feel that I'm happy with what we have, but it's nice to have that bit of comfort, isn't it?
Oh, no, I'd definitely love to win it. I'm not going to lie to you, Karen.
Yeah, I would as well, just to have that extra bit of pressure off you. But
yeah, I don't know, maybe like... You always kind of say like the Maldives, don't you? Because it's
Mullingar.
Fancy,
you seem to be very impressed with Mullingar.
Cork. So I don't know. Yeah, I don't know where it'd go.
Do you have, when you mentioned, Karen, the opportunity to go around Ireland a little bit more and spend time here, like, what's your kind of ideal staycation place at home?
Oh God, there's so many. Jake actually showed me the whole of Ireland, I think. I think any place you mention in Ireland, he has gigged there or his brother has, so.
I think Karen was a typical dub when I met her. She like had been in Dublin and, like, Karen's travelled all over the world with dancing, but she'd never actually seen Ireland.
Beyond the M50.
Yeah. and Karen calls every motorway in Ireland the M50. So, but like, obviously I would have gigged kind of in every county at this stage, so would have travelled everywhere. So
I'm trying to think.
We started going. I love Cork and West Cork in particular.
Really? Why?
Like Kinsale. I just think it's very relaxed.
Yeah, that is very nice down there.
Very chilled and very much slower pace of life.
Top three things that you can't holiday without, Karen.
Oh,
have to bring them with you.
I'm definitely not one of them.
No, you're not included in that. Oh,
items
that I couldn't go without.
Yeah.
That's a tricky one.
I would go, as annoying as it is, the phone. Phone is always there, no matter
what. I'm glued to it.
I like reading on holidays, so I would normally have a book.
Do you read usually?
I'm into like crime thrillers at the minute.
Oh yeah,
I was going to say thrillers there. That's like a Promise Scouse thing, saying F instead of TH. And there's actually an author at the minute called T.M. Logan that I'm reading all of his stuff. And number three would probably have to be headphones, because I'm always listening.
When I was going to say headphones.
Yeah, it's always like new demos and stuff that I'm constantly listening to. Karen gets annoyed because I'm like, I have listened to that one now and see what you think. So yeah, headphones.
Oh, headphones was mine, but like, I'm probably one of the easiest going when it comes to packing. Like, Jake brings way more stuff away than me. Once I have a pair of shorts and a bikini, I'm happy enough.
You're
kind of the same pair of flip-flops, I think, for the last 2 years.
Yeah, I'm terrible. I actually wear the same shoes day and night. It'd be just earphones that I'd have to have with me.
Do you have a favourite person to holiday with? Like, over the years, it doesn't have to be Jake, but like...
Excuse me, just have a drink of water there.
Probably would it be my family. Like my sisters, I have three sisters, so we're all just completely different personalities. But when we're together, it's always great fun. We haven't been away together in a long time, actually, because I kind of spend most summers now going away with Jake. But probably me three sisters.
Yeah. What about you, Jake?
Nice. Yeah. I'm going to have to say my family as well.
The cheeky could have said me.
Probably would be family. Well, the only people I've really gone away with is either family or Karen, do you know what I mean? Like abroad. So, it's more chilled when you're away with Karen. If I go away with Nathan, it normally ends up a disaster and hanging heads. So
really, and the fact that you're both, you know, well, so well known now, and particularly obviously from Dancing with the Stars, which I couldn't believe till you mentioned it earlier. It's 2018 since
2018. Yeah,
5 years.
Where is the time gone?
I know. Even I'm starting to feel old now.
5 years. Yeah, it's crazy. It just shows you how quick time.
I know.
Time passes.
And how quickly it flies as well. Yeah. Did you ever go to the Gaeltacht?
I didn't.
No.
And do you know what? All my friends did. But again, I was just so attached to me. Like, I was like stuck to my mum's hip that I just thought it was mad that my friends would go away for 3 weeks without their parents. Like, I thought that was always crazy. And I was always just a real home board. But looking back now, I'm raging I didn't do it. I'm kind of one of these people that don't like to go out of my comfort zone. So I never took like the opportunity to go, but I'm raging I didn't do more stuff like that.
Is the summer, I imagine it's a busy period for both of you professionally in terms of the work that you do. Is it like...
For me, actually, it kind of quietens down a little bit because like most of the kids that I would teach in the studio, they're all going on their summer holidays or going to their nanny and granddad. So they're not actually in their house for going to classes and stuff. So it would be a little bit quieter. But then again, we do summer camps and stuff.
Well, I was
so
just going to say, I imagine there'd be, you know, you'd have dance camps and
various
different things like that.
Yeah, there's dance camps and stuff.
So.
But like my actual schedule from the studio slows down a little bit because obviously people like to take... I think it's nice as well for the studio to take a little bit of a break because the kids are more excited to come back. Where if you run all the way through the summer exactly like you've done all year, it's kind of becomes a bit of a schedule that they're not as excited about coming.
Has our love of dance, like I Irish danced for years and I still like, you know, talk about it and wish I had kept it up and still want to get back into it purely from the fitness perspective. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
But do you find that even like the likes of the Dancing with Stars programs, has that kind of reinvigorated that interest in it again?
Like, I mean, when I was younger and I done ballroom and Latin, if I even said that to people, they'd be like, what's that? Or they'd be like, that's a real granny thing. Like people thought ballroom dancing was seen as a real old person's style of dance. But I think since the show, it has definitely made my studio like heave in the sense that there's young boys looking at it going, oh, I want to be like Jake, or I want to be like, they've kind of made a young and funky, and that's exactly what the love that I had for it growing up. I loved it, so I definitely think the show has helped massively in that just ballroom and Latin kind of market in Ireland, because it wasn't seen as the fun style of dance and everyone wanted to do hip hop, where like for me I just always loved ballroom and Latin.
Is it a busy time for you, Jake?
Yeah, we would normally, with obviously a lot of summer festivals coming and there's kind of a lot of
Have you anything upcoming actually?
We're gigging next week. We're in Arklow actually at a street festival there. So there would always be like different street festivals and stuff. And then we do our tours then. It's normally like autumn tour. So we leave that off until after the festivals. But the stage school as well that me and Karen run now, this is our second year we're going into come September. And the summer would be busy for that. Now, like we were saying there, you'd have a lot of summer camps. So it's trying to juggle everything between gigging, between having a life, between trying to go on holiday ourselves and then camps. So it will be a very busy time of the year,
We ask everybody to pick their favourite holiday song and what it reminds you of. So what did you guys have to... team pick.
We were going back and forth for ages, weren't we?
We were, and this year we're running a dance retreat over in Marbella, so that's happening at the end of August the 30th. So it's like 4 days of dancing and having fun in the sun. So we kind of picked this song to do with that. Song is called Reggaeton Lento, and it's like a salsa song. And it was the first ever track we got handed on Dance with the Stars for our week
one.
So we danced this, and this is going to be one of the main songs we're going to be using over in Marbella on our dance retreat.
Nice little warm-up song, get everyone going.
Yeah, that's it. So we're really looking forward to that. And this is going to be one of the main tracks for that. So if there's anyone else that wants to come over to Marbella and have some dancing fun in the sun, there's still a few spaces left. So it's the first time we're ever running this. And, you know, we're really excited to see it build over the next few years. We're trying to make this kind of community of people that enjoy Latin and ballroom dancing, and we're going to, this is the first one now.
It's a little mix of songs, isn't it?
It is. It's a little mix song, little.
Brilliant. Listen, it's been a pleasure to have you both in with us today. Thanks a million.
Thanks
so much for having us
for coming in. Great to see you. That's all we've time for on the show today. We will leave you, of course, with Karen and Jake's summer favourite tune. We'll chat though as well, Lunchtime Live midday on Monday. Have a great weekend.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.